Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who goes to Central College? Where are they from? What do they gain from the experience? And how can we help them and our communities prosper? Let's go in depth with Terry Crumley and Kathy Thompson with the Development Office of Central College. Where do students from Central College come from?
Well, really all over the United States. The majority of them are from the state of Iowa. About 80% of the students that attend Central are from Iowa. And then the contiguous states make up quite a bit of the other 20% of the students. But we really have students from, I think, about 40 states that attend Central. So quite a few. And we have a few international students as well.
And they come from all over Iowa, right?
That's right.
I have to admit, I have great interest when I walk through parking lots at Central College, and I regularly walk by one of the dorms, and I see Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota plates, and beyond, and then all kinds of counties, dozens of counties, people come here.
Yeah, a lot of our students, you know, because we get students from all over the state, it's really fun to see. You get students from big city Iowa, I guess, if you want to call it that, Des Moines, the Cedar Rapids area, Waterloo. And then you get so many students from very small town Iowa. And I think it's such a great representation of the strengths of Iowa and the small town community of Iowa. For a lot of students, Pella is a big city for them. They come from school systems of, you know, 20 in their class, 100 in their class. So it's a great you know, adventure for them to come to Pella. It's a great town for them to feel safe in. Obviously, the college is a wonderful place for them to expand and grow and become amazing, become even more amazing young people than what they are right now. So,
and there are many distinguished Central alums, aren't there?
There are. You know, obviously, Harry Smith is the one that most people think of from the get-go. You know, he used to be the CBS News, and now he's on NBC with Brian Williams on Monday evenings at 9 p.m.
He's great.
Yeah. But certainly Tom Coos, who is head of Jacuzzi, is one of our alums. And we have, you know, alums that are doing all kinds of great things down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are, and not only are they doing great things all over the United States, but great things just within Iowa as well. A lot of alums end up coming back to Iowa. I'm originally from Colorado, came to Central, graduated from Central, and was lucky enough to come back to Central. So the largest amount of alumni group that we have in the United States is actually in Pella. We have almost over 1,000 alumni just here in Pella.
Well, and when I wander around and talk to people and meet people, everything from business leaders to teachers to people in all walks of life, and we start talking about their educational experience, a great many of them went to Central. And they all say good things about Central.
Well, I think that the dynamic of Central, and you know, Kathy and I are both graduates. We both were in the 80s era. And I think what we have, coming back and working at Central, the thing that is so consistent all the way through from what I hear from graduates in the 1942 graduate attend a Central College event in Des Moines last week. And he said the same thing, and I see it, hopefully, I think our students that graduate today would say the same thing, and that is that there's this relationship that happens when you're at a small school like Central, that you get to know a lot of your classmates, your professors really get to know you, and they really push you in a way that helps you do things that you never thought that you could do before. I was just, on Friday night, I went to Jefferson Place to see Bill Hinga and Ray Martin. And both of them were instrumental in my personal educational journey. Bill Hinga was the dean of students at that time, and Ray Martin was the professor of music history. And both of them pushed me in ways that I wouldn't be sitting here today had it not been for them. And I thought it was so touching that I teach a little bit in the music department as well now, and that I see these students of mine singing for former really mentors and icons in my life. And it was such a touching moment to see that relationship. And I realized then that it really is about that strength and that depth of relationships that you get with people at Central. That having worked at other colleges, I've worked at some other privates, and I've also worked at state universities. Sometimes I haven't felt that same depth of wanting that the faculty and staff want so much for the young people, and they're willing to go the extra mile to help them get there. That's, I think, the key point, that, you know, when a student calls you up at 9 o'clock at night at home, you're going to talk with them. You're teaching all the time, if that makes sense. And I feel like our professors really understand that teaching, that mentoring relationship that has to happen in that really crucial age from 18 to 22. I mean, so much of your life, if you think back to when we were all younger at that point in our life, how much we learned and how much we were able to grow and how much risk-taking we were able to take. And that's what we're trying to encourage our students to do.
And I think it's the reason why faculty choose to work at Central College, because they want that kind of relationship with their students and have those opportunities to change lives. And it's also the reason that students come to Central, because they are really expecting to have those life-changing experiences as well.
And they have them, and there's great encouragement for students to have a variety of experiences, to work in the community, internships, service kinds of things, and then study abroad as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. The study abroad experience is something that, well, right now about 50% of the students go overseas on one of our semester-long programs. I would say if we looked at summer and if we looked at probably opportunities, whether in choir or in one of the sports group, and go on a trip overseas, probably upwards of 80 to 90% of our students have some sort of overseas experience before they graduate from Central. It's a really awesome opportunity. I think what our students find when they go and study for a semester overseas is the world is certainly bigger than Pella, but in the end you learn a lot about other cultures, and that the key element of so many cultures is that relationship part, and that when you can build that, then you open up so many doors. And I think the students find too that they can do this. They can figure out how to ride the metro system in London. They can figure out how to get around Europe via train, via airplane, via boat, whatever they need to do. And they come back and they say, "Well, gosh, if I could do that there, United States, here I am. You know, I can speak the language here even. You know, I can do all kinds of things." So it really gives them a great deal of self-esteem, I think, and self-confidence that they can really go and do whatever they want to do with their lives.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Terry Crumley and Kathy Thompson with the Development Office of Central College. You've told us that Central students come from all over, from small towns, from big communities, big cities. How do students afford college these days?
Well, obviously, you know, all colleges, whether it be state universities or public or private institutions, the cost of college has become expensive for young people. And I would say it's a combination of a couple things. Most students will get some scholarships from the schools that they go to. Hopefully their parents can help a little bit, but a lot of them have to do it themselves and will take out student loans to make up the difference. You know, in the state of Iowa actually has the second largest indebtedness of students in the nation for student loan debt.
Per person or just total?
Per person.
Per person.
As an average debt amount. And some of that is because Iowans really appreciate and understand higher education, and they understand the value of higher education, and they want their students to go. The other reality is that we don't have while there certainly are pockets of lots of money in Iowa, generally our students come from fairly moderate means. And for parents to be able to send their students off to college, that means that someone, most likely the student and the parent, are both going to take out significant debt to do that. The investment part of that is there. I think that they see that by putting in a little bit of money, they're going to get great returns on it. So I think in the end, they say this is worth it, and it is worth it. But certainly with the recession and with the way the economy is, some families are really having a tough time finding the ways to do it. So our job, the reason Kathy and I are so excited about Central and work in the field that we do, which is in the development field, is to try to help find scholarships for these young people to attend Central. One, because we love the institution and we believe so strongly in the product that these young people get. But secondly, we believe so much in the development of these young people and how much they can do when they leave there. And the reality is it's just expensive to educate kids in this manner. There's no, you can say, well, you know, why is higher education expensive? Well, any time that you invest so many people in some person, it's just going to cost money. And we certainly are not throwing money out the window. You know, we're really trying to create great experiences for young people. So to help them, we've created different scholarship funds, and one of them this year that we're working on is called the Journey Scholarship Fund. And what we're trying to do this year is raise $1.6 million to help with annual scholarships to help students attend Central College. Generally, that helps about, I would say, 25% of the students that will attend Central. We're trying to help about that many with scholarships, and that would include students that are the neediest and the brightest. That's what we're trying to make sure these scholarships go toward. So,
okay, so neediest and brightest.
Right.
All right. And so, and that would be perhaps students from this community or
students from all over. Anyone throughout the nation, really, that's coming to Central, we're looking to say, okay, you know, as we look at your financial aid board, what students do, obviously, when they apply for financial aid, most students will fill out, not all, but most students will fill out what's called a FAFSA form. It stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. Based on that, all colleges will create a financial aid package, is what it's called. And that's a combination of scholarship grants, loans, all these types of things. And Central, through our endowed scholarship programs and some other scholarship programs, we have some funds available. What we always find at the end of the day is we wish we had more. Because there are so many students that we want to attend Central. There are so many young people that are so deserving of wonderful scholarships and deserving of a great education. And yet, the money just isn't always there for them. And we wish it was. And so when we go out to the community and our alumni and our staff, actually at the college as well, help donate, we try to help create these scholarships that allow these young people to come there. So.
Okay, the Journey Scholarship Fund. And,
right.
And is this the first year? Is this a continuing thing?
It's the first year, but it will be continuing. And it is because it's annual support. So whatever money that we raise, hopefully $1.6 million, we will spend that money next year on our current students and our hopefully incoming class as well.
And so do you think that's a realistic goal? You just didn't pull that number out of a hat, $1.6 million.
Right. We think it's realistic, absolutely. And actually, because of the conversations that Mark Putnam had last year with because of conversations he had with alumni and friends, and what kept resonating with him was how they loved giving money that was impacting students' lives. And you can't impact a student any more than having scholarship money available to them. And so that is the reason for the whole creation of the Journey Scholarship Fund, is to give our alumni and friends a way to make an instant impact. I mean, there will be students next year who will be here because of money that people have given this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think what people need to know is about a third of Central students receive what's called the Pell Grant, which means if you're receiving a Pell Grant, you're at or near poverty level. So we have a significant population with a significant need. They tend to be extremely bright young individuals. I teach a little bit of voice lessons, and I can think of over the years within, if I teach 8 students in a semester, usually half of them are students that really, as I talk with them, I realized, oh my gosh, these guys, I can't even believe they're here. Some of them haven't gone home. They don't go home over break. Well, when we have like a Thanksgiving break, mm-hmm. they choose to stay at the college because, quite honestly, either they can't afford to get home or there's no reason to go home. And that's sad, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. to think about that. And you think in the state of Iowa, is there really that much poverty? But, you know, there are some pockets in Iowa that really, it's amazing. As you travel the state to see where some of these students go to high schools, And yet they really have so much potential and so much future. And the fun part is when we go out and talk to alumni from 20 years ago, we have students that have come from those exact places. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're giving today is because they got scholarship. There's no way they would have ever attended Central College had it not been for some scholarship dollars to help them come. Mm-hmm. And so that investment is cycling now, and they're doing extremely well. We can think of friends of ours that live in Minnesota, and he told me the other day, you know, he's doing so well, and it's all because of what happened at Central College. And they give back because it's all because of their experience here at Central. Mm-hmm. And so, the like I said, $1,000 investment ends up being, you know, quadrupling, you know, it's just amazing what happens. And so that's one of the reasons that we're so passionate about helping them come, because we know, again, the product of Central. We know what will happen to them when they come here. And we know that in many cases, people want to give back. They want, you know, I think there are so many charitable groups out there, and I get that. You know, I get a ton of mail this time of year, too. Mm-hmm. I understand that there are so many wonderful charity groups. The thing about education that I think is so wonderful is that when you give to education, you really give into all those groups in so many ways. Our students are doing things, you know, we have the Harry Smiths and Tom Cruises of the world and others that are doing wonderful things in great big corporations. But we also have those that go out and teach and become ministers and work in mission fields, go in the Peace Corps, work for Teach for America. We have one young lady that received our alumni award that works for nonprofits that bring different religious groups together in dialogue to make sure that they're not fighting all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of alumni that are working for these nonprofit groups, so that your investment in a Central student actually benefits so many of these groups in so many different ways.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Terry Crumley and Kathy Thompson with the Development Office of Central College. And these are the people that are the neediest, that are the brightest. They're the ones that have excelled academically.
Absolutely.
In very difficult circumstances.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases. And you know, I just want to reiterate that there are so few alumni, older and young, who would not have been able to come to Central if it not had been for alumni while they were here that gave. I mean, that it's the paying forward. And that in a lot of cases, you know, when back in the 50s, 60s, a lot of students who came to Central were from New York, for the East Coast, and they left everything to come and be at Central, and it has made a huge difference, and they continue to give back, you know, because they know that they couldn't have been at Central without scholarship assistance as well.
Now, I presume you want as many big gifts as you can get, mm-hmm. but the small gifts help too, don't they?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, in mm-hmm. fact, how many small gifts? We had, I think, 800 different small gifts last year really helped contribute to the goal of, we had a little bit of scholarship funds last year that we're trying to raise too. Little gifts absolutely make a difference, is bottom line. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I realize that not everybody's able to give 1,000, not everybody's able to give 10,000. You know, 25, 50, 100, all those things, when you start adding them up, it really does make difference. It's sort of like, you know, I always joke, when you go to Walmart, you think you put a few little things in your bag and you get to the end. So you're like, whoa, how did I just spend $100 here, you know?
Exactly.
But those are the kinds of things that you know, those little gifts do help. And, you know, I worked previously in the admission office for 11 years and then worked last year for a while as director of financial aid in the interim time period. And when I was reading up on fundraising and trying to make the decision whether or not I wanted to come down and work in the development field, I read quite a few books. And one of the books that I read had a quote in there that I just love. And it said, fundraising is the noble attempt to advance humanity. And I think what people need to remember as they give charitable gifts, that it's not so much about the organization. It's a lot about them and their hearts and the willingness to be a giver. And I think that in that way, our job as fundraiser, as development officers, is helping match those giving hearts, those very charitable hearts, to a really great cause. And so as you go out throughout the season, you know, of Christmas and throughout the year, whenever you have opportunities to say to yourself, I want to see if I can expand my giving heart a little bit. Certainly there, like I said, there are wonderful charities all over. So whether it be Central or other groups, I hope people will recognize that charitable giving is a really wonderful thing to do.
And if people want to give to Central, how should they go about it?
Certainly within the listening area, they certainly can come to campus. The development office is located in Central Hall. And we would be happy to meet with them and talk to them about their giving. They can also give online at our website, www.central.edu. And there's a button in the lower right-hand corner that says Give to Central. And that'll take them through the process. And then certainly by mail, they need to just address it to Central College and put Attention Advancement Office.
And so then by giving, you're helping a student further achieve, and then also helping our communities and then communities elsewhere.
Well, you know, colleges, small colleges, especially in small town Iowa, think about how much they add. And Pella is such a wonderful community. It really is in so many ways. And that's the reason I choose to live here, is I just really think the community is so wonderful in so many ways. But colleges, especially a college like Central, think about the cultural aspects it brings to the community. When you have 1,600 students, they're spending money in town. You've got 300 to 400 employees that are, you know, spending money in town, investing in the community. I'm one of those types that I try to buy locally as much as possible. I believe in that. I believe in that sort of, you know, everybody helping each other out. I like knowing that my dollars are going to help some of my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what makes Pella so neat, is people recognize that. And so there are lots of great small colleges throughout Iowa, throughout the United States, and a lot of them are in small towns. And I think that adds such a dimension to the communities. So.
Thanks to Terry Crumley and Kathy Thompson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.